Young George Washington by Frederick Trevor Hill. We all know of George Washington as the wise and brave commander of the American army in our war for freedom, and as the first president of the United States. Both in war and in peace, he served our country. But what was he like as a boy? What did he enjoy doing? What lessons did he learn that helped him become a great leader of his people? The Plantation Playgrounds. George Washington was a country boy. His father, Augustine Washington, owned three large farms or plantations not far distant from each other in Virginia. On one of these plantations, which was later called Wakefield, Washington was born on February 22, 1732. The farmhouse, which the family then occupied, was a queer little two-story structure with a steep sloping roof, two big chimneys, four rooms on the ground floor, and perhaps as many more in the attic. It was built close to the Potomac River, between two streams known as Bridges Creek and Pope's Creek, and all around it lay tobacco and cornfields, fringed with forests. In later years, this place became very familiar to the boy, but while he was still a mere baby, his family moved up the Potomac to another of his father's farms. Here George lived until he was nearly 8 years old. This plantation was then known as Hunting Creek. It was well named, for its creeks and rivers were fairly alive with fish, and the surrounding woods were full of quail, grouse, wild turkeys, foxes, and deer. Indeed, the whole country was famous for its game, and from the Indians who lived in the neighboring forests, Washington undoubtedly learned something about shooting and fishing.